He just couldn't figure out this modern day stuff. I said, "Well, Joseph," I said, "I guess it's the culture." You know, I didn't know what else to say. And he was in my car, and he reached behind my seat, and he grabbed this Bible. And he said, "This is your culture." Amen. And he said, "This is my culture. This is the culture for all Christians in Kenya or Africa or wherever we are." I said, "Yes, sir." He said something else that impacted me. He said, "When I grew up as a boy, the English sent missionaries to my country with the gospel because they said we were the dark continent." He said, "Is it true about..." He named a bunch of issues in America, from schools, prayer in schools, to you name it. He asked me a series, "Is it true about this?" I said, "Yeah." "It's true about prayer in school?" "Yes." He said, "You know what? This is a dark continent." And that breaks my heart, because we need to be busy about what we're supposed to be busy about with the gospel, okay? And that's the burden that's on me, is that we're third biggest mission field in the world here in America, with all the resources that God has given us. And so, personal application for the leaven is to keep growing in Christ. Keep expecting growth. Keep expecting mustard seed growth. We shouldn't expect any less than what they're seeing overseas. Keep expecting to be light and salt. And you know that you're light and salt planted here by God, right? Have you ever thought that you're a mustard seed planted here? Right here in San Marcos, Texas. A mustard seed that is to break forth and have unbelievable growth. And that's what we're all about. And that's what we should be all about. Okay? Now, I can't leave a pulpit or anywhere else without at least asking you in a crowd like this, how about you? Anybody in here, how about your salvation? And, you know, in our Bible churches, which is what I grew up in, I've been saved for 19 years now, and I grew up from a baby Christian. Bible churches, we know a lot in our Bible churches, don't we? We know a whole lot. But you know, Jesus didn't say we have to know a lot. He said that you must be born again. So I ask you here today, if you're here today and you don't know for sure that if you died you'd go to heaven, or if you don't know for sure that you're born again, maybe you can answer a lot of questions this morning about what the gospel is, about things in the Bible. But Jesus said you must be born again. And Jesus died according to the scriptures, and he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Died for your sins, died for my sins according to the scriptures. The perfect, sinless Son of God dying for you so that you can have eternal life. And that when you place your trust in him and him alone, that you inherit eternal life. Have you trusted him? Have you trusted him and him alone? And if you haven't, then this morning is the time to do that. To just simply place your trust in him and who he is and what he did for your eternal life. Now, Think about how simple that is, the gospel message. But think about the first time you heard it. Because God brings me back to when the first time that I heard the gospel and I was lost and I was dying, literally, of alcoholism and drug addiction. And I heard those simple words and I said, this is life. This is what I want. God changed me at that point. And then I want you to think and always try to remember that there are people in your lives out there all over the place that need to hear that simple message. Not rocket science. That simple message. And then I would ask that we would pray that God would give us the boldness to not pass up one opportunity to share the gospel with this dying world out here. And that we would bring Him glory through it. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we do thank You this morning. I thank You that that the gates of hell will not prevail, will not stop, will not overpower Your church. Father, we thank You that we can be part of it. Thank You that You saved us. Lord, I just pray if there's anybody here this morning that needs to trust Jesus as their Savior, that now would be the time for them, Father. Again, we thank You for this church. Thank You for this body. Thank You for this opportunity to speak about this burden. Father, may we not rest. And may we not be complacent. But may we be able to go out in boldness by Your power to reach the lost of this city, of this area, and of this country for Your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.